This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. The FSB, Russia's domestic security service, issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. They provided no further details, but Russia's state-run TASS news agency said Whelan faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. A State Department spokesperson said Monday the United States is aware of Russian authorities' detention of a U.S. citizen. The partial U.S. shutdown drags into a second week, creating hardship among some 800,000 federal workers. President Trump is insisting he wants a wall along the southern border, despite three confidants saying his signature campaign pledge may not be fulfilled as advertised. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Outgoing Chief of Staff John Kelly told the LA Times the president abandoned the notion of a solid concrete wall early after taking office, adding, to be honest, it's not a wall, but rather various security enhancements. After dining yesterday with the president, Senator Lindsey Graham said much the same.
The wall has become a metaphor for border security.
But the president today tweets an all-concrete wall was never abandoned. Counselor Kellyanne Conway on Fox News Sunday said there's no contradiction.
It is a silly semantic argument.
And says people are trying to turn wall into a four-letter word. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two people are dead after a bomb went off at the entrance of a shopping mall in the southern Philippines. More than two dozen others were wounded. Police later discovered a second bomb that had not detonated in another part of the mall. No group or individual has claimed credit. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's taking a first step towards running for U.S. president. In a video released Monday, the Massachusetts Democrat says she is forming an exploratory committee for the 2020 campaign. This is VOA News. President Trump on Monday defended his planned withdrawal of 2,000 American troops from Syria, attacking critics of the action as chronic complainers. He posted a string of remarks on Twitter. He stunned the U.S. national security aides and lawmakers when he announced earlier this month that he was withdrawing the troops who had been instrumental in removing most of the jihadist group from northeast Syria and aided Kurdish fighters in their fight against the insurgents. Republican Lindsey Graham met with the president on Sunday, and the senator says he's ordered a slowdown to the withdrawal.
I've never felt better about where we're headed. I think we're slowing things down in a smart way, but the goal has always been the same, to be able to leave Syria, make sure ISIS never comes back, our partners are taken care of, and Iran's contained, and I think that's possible. It's going to take a little longer than everybody thought, but hopefully we'll get there.
The White House has not commented on Graham's interpretation of his talks with Trump. The ballot counting is taking place Monday after an election day beset by problems in the Democratic Republic of Congo.